Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Second part of budget session of Parliament resumes on stormy note over issues of education policy and delimitation. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan alleges DMK ruining the future of students. Vanuatu Prime Minister orders to revoke fugitive Lalit Modi's passport. India imposes anti-dumping duty up to $986 per ton on water treatment chemical from China and Japan. 12 people killed and 26 injured in two separate accidents in Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. And in Women's Premier League, Mumbai Indians to take on Gujarat Giants in Mumbai this evening. Both Houses of Parliament witnessed noisy scenes on the first day of the second part of the budget session, with the Lok Sabha facing adjournment till 12 noon following protests by DMK and Congress over remarks of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan on the implementation of the National Education Policy in Tamil Nadu. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, DMK MP T. Sumathi, alias Thamiraji Thangapandian, during the question hour, raised the issue of alleged non-release of funds related to the centrally sponsored scheme to Tamil Nadu. Responding to it, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan alleged that DMK had agreed to sign an MOU with the central government over the implementation of the PM Schools for Rising India PM Shri scheme, but later it backtracked. He said even Congress-ruled states of Karnataka and Himachal Pradesh have signed MOUs to implement the National Education Policy, NEP 2020. The minister alleged that DMK is not committed to the welfare of students of Tamil Nadu and they are ruining their future.
Government of India is giving financial allocation to PM portion. They are dishonest. They are not committed to Tamil Nadu students. They are ruining the future of Tamil Nadu students. Their only job is to raise language passion. They are doing politics. They are doing mischief. This is unfortunate in the federal state. Put allegiance against government of India.
When the House reassembled at 12 noon, DMK MP Kanyamori said the Tamil Nadu government has an issue with the NEP and her party cannot accept the three-language policy. Meanwhile, the minister clarified that he had not intended to insult anyone and he withdrew some words used by him. We now go live to our correspondent Bhupendra from Parliament for more updates. Bhupendra, tell us, as the second leg of the budget session of Parliament resumed today, what updates do you have on the proceedings?
Yeah, well, sir, in the Lok Sabha, opposition members, including Congress and DMK, created ruckus over the issue of implementation of national education policy in Tamil Nadu. And during the question hour, one of the DMK MP questioned the central government over the non-release of funds related to the PM Shri schemes to Tamil Nadu. And the education minister responded to it. He said the state government is not signing a MOU with the center for the implementation of the PM Shri scheme, which is delaying the release of funds. And when the minister was speaking, DMK members created pandemonium and objected to the union minister's remarks. And this led to the adjournment of the House. However, the House took up a few questions related to protection and conservation of archaeological sites and archaeological survey of India. And meanwhile, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented a supplementary demand for grant related to Manipur for the year 2024-25, which is under the present rule, and she also presented second batch of supplementary demand for grant 2024-25. And in the Rajya Sabha, opposition created a noisy scene on the issue of issuance of duplicate voter IDs numbers and other issues, and opposition members staged a walkout from the House. One bill, namely the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025, is listed for discussion and passing in the Lok Sabha. And while the Railway Amendment Bill 2024 is listed in the Rajya Sabha for consideration and passing. And earlier, both the houses congratulated Indian men's cricket team for its victory against New Zealand in ICC Champions Trophy. Back to you, Valsa.
Right, Bhupendra, thank you for all those details. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Deputy Chairman Harivansh disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties over the issues of delimitation exercise in southern states, alleged issuance of duplicate voter ID numbers and other issues. Congress, TMC, DMK and others raised slogans over the issuance of duplicate voter ID numbers. The Deputy Chairman urged the members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. Later, Congress, TMC, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others staged a walkout over the issue. Leader of the House, JP Nadda, accused the opposition of adopting an irresponsible approach by staging a walkout from the House.
The government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi is ready to discuss anything under this roof, whatever is to be discussed. But there are certain rules, certain regulations. Kuch niyam hote hain, kuch kanoon hote hain, jiske tahat behas hoti hai. Gair zimmedarana vyavhar hai vipaksh ka. Aur ye bhartiya samvidhan, bhartiya sansad ko ek tarike se desh ke samne is institution ko malign karne ka tarika hai.
Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has said more than 80% of rural households are getting tap water due to the Jal Jeevan Mission. Replying to a supplementary in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Patil said, in 2019, only 16% rural households had tap water connections. He said, according to WHO estimates, earlier talking to media outside Parliament, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has said the water of Ganga is pure and not dirty.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी साहब खुद इतने सालों से पानी पी रहे हैं, हम लोग भी 15-16 सालों से, आप लोग भी पानी पी रहे हो, अगर उसमें कुछ गंदा होता है तो अभी तक हम लोग यहाँ बात करने के लिए के सामने नहीं होते। तो ये गलत फहमी पैदा करने की जो कोशिश है उससे सभी लोगों को बचना चाहिए, मगर ऐसे गलत फहमी से आधार पर लोगों के मन में एक डर का माहौल पैदा नहीं करना चाहिए।
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that production costs for goods can be reduced by improving the road network, ultimately benefiting both the industry and consumers. Addressing the 7th International Conference on Soaps, Detergents and Cosmetics in New Delhi today, he stated that medium, small and micro enterprises benefit from such advancements. Mr. Gadkari also called upon industries to focus on reducing production costs and enhancing quality. In Madhya Pradesh, 8 people died in a road accident in Sidhi district, while 13 others were injured. Some of the injured are in critical condition. According to the police, the accident occurred in the Kotwali police station area. The deceased include 5 women and 3 men. All the injured have been admitted to Sidhi district hospital, while those seriously injured have been referred to Rewa Medical College for further treatment. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has expressed deep grief over the incident. In another incident, 4 labourers were killed and 13 others were injured when a speeding truck overturned in Maharashtra's Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar district in the early hours of this morning. The police said the incident took place in the Peshawar Ghat section when the sugarcane laden truck was travelling from Kannad to Peshawar. The injured labourers were rushed to a hospital and are undergoing treatment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Mauritius on a 2-day visit tomorrow. The Prime Minister will attend the ceremony to be held on National Day of Mauritius as the chief guest. Preparations are in full swing for the visit of Prime Minister Modi and for the National Day celebrations to be held on March the 12th.
Mauritius gained independence from the British rule on March 12, 1968. National Day is celebrated in Mauritius on 12 March every year. After the year 2015, Prime Minister Modi is attending the National Day celebrations of Mauritius for the second time as a chief guest. Today, full dress rehearsal is taking place for the parade to be held on the occasion of National Day in Port Louis, the capital of Mauritius. A marching contingent from India will participate in the National Day celebrations of Mauritius. Besides, a ship of the Indian Navy is also reaching Mauritius on this occasion. The Akash Ganga skydiving team of the Indian Air Force will also participate in National Day celebrations. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Mauritius.
In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal briefed about the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to Mauritius.
During the state visit, Prime Minister will meet the President of Mauritius, hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Ram Gulam and meet several other dignitaries. He will also inaugurate several projects and address the Indian origin community in Mauritius.
This interview in Bhojpuri will be broadcast tonight at 8:15 to 9:45 in all Bhojpuri-speaking districts of eastern Uttar Pradesh and western Bihar. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. India has imposed an anti-dumping duty of up to $986 per ton for 5 years on a chemical used for water treatment imported from China and Japan to protect the domestic industry from cheap inbound shipments. The Ministry of Finance in its notification said the decision has been taken following recommendations from the Directorate General of Trade Remedies, an investigation arm of the Ministry of Commerce, to impose the duty on trichloroisocyanuric acid. India and the 27-nation European Union, EU, will start the 10th round of negotiations for a proposed free trade agreement in Brussels today. The talks are expected to focus on resolving remaining issues so that the agreement can be finalised by the end of this year. During the recent visit of EU Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Maros Sefcovic, the two sides have discussed ways to accelerate efforts towards a balanced and mutually beneficial trade pact. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen last month agreed to conclude the ambitious India-EU free trade deal by this year amid fears of the Trump administration's threat of higher tariffs. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon will be on a 5-day visit to India from the 16th of this month. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, senior officials, business leaders, media representatives and members of the Indian diaspora community. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Prime Minister Luxon will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. He will also attend the inaugural session of the 10th Raisina Dialogue 2025 as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. Mr. Luxon will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The third India-Cambodia Foreign Office Consultations FOC were held in Siem Reap, Cambodia today. The consultations were held in a warm and friendly atmosphere and provided an opportunity to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations, including political cooperation, trade and investment, defence and security, development assistance, heritage conservation and restoration and consular issues. Saudi Arabia is set to host talks tomorrow between the United States and Ukraine in Jeddah to resolve the 3-year-old conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The meeting will be held after an argument erupted during Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's February 28 visit to the White House. President Zelensky will meet Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman today, after which his team will stay for a meeting with the American team. The U.S. State Department said Secretary of State Marco Rubio will fly to Jeddah today. Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry said the kingdom will continue to pursue a lasting peace to end the Ukrainian crisis. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. Both Mumbai and Gujarat have already secured a spot in the playoffs, along with Delhi Capitals. However, today's match is crucial as it could determine the first finalist of the tournament. Delhi Capitals currently leads the points table with 10 points, while Gujarat and Mumbai have 8 points each. Inter Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Jammu, Kashmir, Gilgit, Ladakh, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Second part of budget session of Parliament resumes on stormy note over issues of education policy and delimitation. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan alleges DMK ruining the future of students. Vanuatu Prime Minister orders to revoke fugitive Lalit Modi's passport. India imposes anti-dumping duty up to $986 per ton on water treatment chemicals from China and Japan. 12 people killed and 26 injured in 2 separate road accidents in Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. And in Women's Premier League, Mumbai Indians to take on Gujarat Giants in Mumbai this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.